Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the floor of the Green Build Expo in Chicago is Bill Gregory, who's Director of Sustainability with Milliken. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great this morning, Kemp. How are you?
Great. Good to see you. You're right up front here where you normally are at the show. What are some of Milliken's talking points at the show this year?
Kemp, this year there's two key talking points. First of all is transparency. We believe that to truly have a sustainable product and operation, you've got to be transparent in all your actions, all your raw materials, all your processing. So many companies talk about green products, but then when you start to peel that onion back, you'll find out their processing, their manufacturing facilities are not very green. So we believe that total transparency is a keystone to sustainability, and we're certainly talking about that this time. And we're talking about that not only through what you do, but by being involved with leading certifications. There's 348 sustainable product certifications around the world today. Probably 300 of them are not worth even reading what they are. But how do you find the right ones? How do you understand those that are really leading in this endeavor? And we're trying to support and understand those and be involved in those. All the way through products, but manufacturing, raw materials, the whole scheme of things. The other thing that we're talking about is sustainability driving innovation. And I believe there's a great opportunity for companies to innovate if they put on their green lenses as they look as one of the filters in new products and new business opportunities. And we've certainly been able to do that across the breadth of Milliken & Company with resins that replace fiberglass reinforced resins that are much lighter weight but higher performance, higher durability. In floor covering, one of the things that we talk about the most is traction back, which is a new installation technique without the need for adhesives, eliminating a lot of raw material, eliminated questions about indoor air quality. So how do you look at new business opportunities with sustainability as one of those drivers is another key message.
Let's go back to your first comment. I mean, how do you sort through? Maybe you can give me an example. All these different certification companies, how do you sort through to know the ones that really are doing the right things and don't just see this as a new profit center?
It becomes very difficult, and I think you just have to really do your due diligence. You have to understand, first of all, what is your mission? What do you want certifications to do for you? And then you've got to ask the right questions. You've got to talk to other companies who've dealt with these organizations. And there are a lot of very good ones out there. Unfortunately, many of them are underfunded, so you have to go search them out. They're not necessarily out there marketing so much. But I'm seeing a great consolidation occurring in standards also. I'm seeing organizations who have a great standard but not much financial backing getting with other groups that can support them in marketing and messaging. And I think you're going to see a lot of that over the next 12 to 18 months. And I think that list will, by attrition, drop down. So then the question is going to be, what truly is trying to push the envelope versus something that's just trying to be accommodating and not eliminate almost any product? And unfortunately, there's some of those out there today that say, well, we've got to be a standard that lets everybody participate versus a standard that says we want people to truly be doing the right things to get certified. That, to me, is the key decision. Do you want to be truly one of those leaders that are eliminating chemicals of concern, that are using less energy, or whatever the right equation is to have a leading certification, or do you just want to be middle of the pack so everybody can be the same?
Can you give me an example?
Yeah. I think there are three or four examples that are fairly well known today. Of course, FSC certified wood is one that's very well known. LEED, now, as we're at Greenbuild, certainly is a well-known standard. But another one that's around building products is SMART. The SMART standard, which is developed and supported by the Institute of Market Transformation Towards Sustainability, is a leading-edge standard. And it has been recognized by GSA, and as some of the new greening the government standards are coming into place, it is actually quoted as SMART or equal is a requirement. It looks at a holistic approach to sustainability, not just recycled content, not just one or two components, but looks at all the components. It's LCA driven, and the big difference between that and some of the other standards is you cannot use any chemical of concern and still get certified. Now, yes, there's some debate about chemicals of concern, but the list that's being used for SMART is the Bees Please list and the Stockholm Chemical list, which are widely known U.S. or global standards around chemicals of concern.
So a minute ago you threw out that you've got a new backing installation system that's adhesive-free. Talk a minute about that.
Okay, Traction Back we actually introduced about 4 years ago. Traction Back eliminates the need for floor preparation. You can put it on the top of almost any flooring surface except other carpet. There is no adhesive on the back. There is actually a bio-based component that feels tacky, almost like candle wax, but it's not. It gives you great horizontal support, but it's easy to take up, which is perfect for carpet tile. If it gets dirty, all you do is wipe it off with a damp cloth, and it works again. The most similar technology I can think of, even though the chemistry is different, is a Post-it note. Very similar in concept to a Post-it note. We've been using it for a while. It eliminates chemicals from the workplace. It eliminates a couple of timely or time-consuming steps in installation, in having to spread a sealer and then spread an adhesive. So it actually installs faster, and most installers will say they've saved 30% of the cost of installing it.
And it's for modular carpet only, right?
Modular carpet only, that's correct. It does not work on broadloom.
Okay, and now we're at the Greenbelt. I know it's kind of the first day, and I mean, last night you had a little warm-up, but who are you seeing mostly? Who comes to the show? I know we're in Chicago. You do get more specifiers in Chicago. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, typically we see this show dominated by architects and designers. Probably 80% roughly is in that community, but we're actually seeing more and more end users, people who are truly trying to make their buildings greener, that are coming in and trying to understand their technology themselves. So if anything, that's where I'm seeing the growth coming. Almost every architectural design firm now knows they've got to do this, and we're seeing that continued presence. But the new growth, I think, is coming from building owners and their representatives.
Okay, Bill, well, I appreciate it. Yeah, we've been talking to Bill Gregory at the Milliken booth at Greenbuild, who's Director of Sustainability, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.